Alleged MS-13 gang member Kilmar Abrego Garcia sues the gag gnome, Bondi. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 30, 2025. Illegal alien and accused MS-13 gang member Kilmar Abrego Garcia is seeking a gag order against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and Attorney General Pam Bondi. In a motion filed on Thursday, attorneys for Abrego Garcia claimed that the Trump administration has targeted Abrego Garcia, who the Democrats and media have described as a Maryland man, according to The Hill. Abrego Garcia's attorneys claimed that the Trump administration has leveled highly prejudicial, inflammatory and false statements against their client. Abrego Garcia's attorneys said in a motion filed to U.S. District Judge Waverly Crenshaw. To safeguard his right to a fair trial, Mr. Abrego respectfully renews his earlier requests that the court order that all DOJ and DHS officials involved in this case, and all officials in their supervisory chain, including Bondi and Noem, refrain from making extrajudicial comments that pose a substantial likelihood of materially prejudicing this proceeding. The gag order against Noem and Bondi comes as Abrego Garcia's attorneys have revealed that the illegal alien is seeking asylum in the United States, as he fears being deported to Uganda. Breitbart News's John Binder reported that since a federal judge ordered Abrego Garcia to be released from a jail in Tennessee, he has been under Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, custody. Abrego Garcia is currently in Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, custody in Virginia after a federal judge allowed him to be released from jail ahead of a human smuggling trial against him. Abrego Garcia, who Democrats and the media have described as a Maryland man, was deported to El Salvador earlier this year. While Democrats and the media have continued to defend him, the White House has pushed back, claiming that Abrego Garcia was allegedly a leader of the brutal MS-13 gang. The administration maintains the position that this individual, who was deported to El Salvador and will not be returning to our country, was a member of the brutal and vicious MS-13 gang. That is fact number one, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said in April. Fact number two, we also have credible intelligence proving that this individual was involved in human trafficking. And, fact number three, this individual was a member, actually a leader, of the brutal MS-13 gang, which this president has designated as a foreign terrorist organization. Breitbart News has reported that Abrego Garcia, who has denied being involved with MS-13, has also faced accusations that he beat his wife on several occasions.